Trinidad's labor unions heading for a showdown with government over salaries. In Jamaica, the opposition JLP says the pace of deregulation is causing much pain for working people.
The workers are hurting so badly now, so terribly, that they're at the lowest level of morale.
And the Blom Cooper report on the Antigua arms scandal is to be released for public scrutiny next week. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two years ago, the Trinidad and Tobago government, sidestepping negotiations with the unions, enacted legislation for the cutting of public sector salaries by 10%. Unions representing the 65,000 workers affected complained bitterly, but to no avail. The controversial bit of legislation runs out on December 31st, and as Deborah Ransom reports from Port of Spain, government is now trying to negotiate a new position in pre-budget talks with the unions.
With the budget now set for next Friday afternoon, government's first offer was 5%. The union said they wanted their 10% back. Then government said a return of 8.3% was their last offer. The unions are still saying 10%. When talks broke off on Monday, the unions went away to devise ways to demand their 10% back. Teachers have been asked by their union not to come out to teach next Wednesday and Thursday, the 2 days before the budget. The large core of daily paid workers who mend roads, clean drains and do all the heavy maintenance work for officialdom are with the National Union of Government and Federated Workers. They say they'll decide on their course of action next Tuesday. And the Public Services Association, they represent the civil servants who man the administrative arm of government. They meet at the weekend to plot their action.